This week, we're investigating the surface-level reasons Jesus was crucified. Yesterday, we learned that one reason was because the Jewish religious leaders wanted to prevent Roman domination. But here's another reason, a subtler, more seductive reason this group plans the death of Jesus. They wanted to preserve their own status, their power, their way of doing things. Listen to John chapter 11, verses 48 through 50 with sensitive, nationalistic ears. If we let him go on like this, the Romans will take away our place, our nation. But one of them, Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it's better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." Do you see their concern? They say, our place, our nation. On one hand, they have in mind the temple and everything that goes with it, but on the other, this was how the Pharisees gained and maintained status and authority. Without the trappings of traditionalism and the keeping of the law on their terms, then they were nobodies. Without the temple and the religious life, the Sadducees had no one or nothing to preside over. The earthly design of the cross was a political move to preserve their way of life where they maintained control. So here's their line of thinking. If we allow Jesus to continue doing what he's doing, then the Romans will kill us. The solution? If we kill Jesus, only one person has to die instead of an entire group of people, and we keep our positions of power. So you see the wheels turning in the minds and hearts of these men. Avoid destruction, preserve control. But what's very surprising, and why we have been talking about the doctrine of the providence of God, is what we read in verses 51 and 52. He, Caiaphas, did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. At this point, John is going to give us God's providential purpose. So see this, man intends one thing. Man is hoping to accomplish one thing with the execution of Jesus. But the providence of God is so incredible, so pervasive, that it will work in and through the wicked intentions of men. It's very reminiscent of the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, of which the concluding remarks are, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." But I want you to understand something. This is not God turning lemons into lemonade. God's not just watching this situation unfold. He is watching over it. He is the one allowing the brain activity to continue as these people plot this murderous evil. He's putting the breath into their lungs as they speak this plan of preservation and hate. God's not reacting to the situation. He's controlling it for his purposes. This is the type of God that we serve. When you pray today, please remember Larry Wood and his family, our missionaries in Ukraine. And also remember the Vietnamese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Vietnam.